Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. It is Friday, July 7th, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been another very, very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get into it. Now, obviously, you know, we had a holiday back on Tuesday, July 4th, Independence Day, you know, or some people call it the kick out the tyrants day or something like that, but was rather, you know, unsettling to see so many liberals just really kind of dump on the holiday and try and exploit it for their own particular agenda. And we talked about this earlier in the week. Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream company, basically said that this is a day to remember that your country exists on stolen indigenous land and to return it. And of course, it triggered a huge backlash. People are saying that they're going to give Ben and Jerry's the Bud Light treatment. And actually had one Indian tribe actually say, okay, well then give us back the land under your Ben and Jerry's headquarters building. And, of course, they're not going to do it. But it was a ridiculous thing to say. And that's one of the things that we get from the liberals. They just spout off what sounds really good in the moment without actually thinking it all the way through. Okay? Now, something else that happened on the 4th. Actually, it happened on the second day of the Essence Festival. There was this R&B award-winning singer, Jill Scott, was asked to sing the national anthem, and she decided to just change the lyrics on the fly to unleash a race-baiting tirade against the United States of America. And she basically said, everyone please rise for the only national anthem we'll be recognizing from this day forward. And so Jill Scott basically butchered the Star Spangled Banner, turned it into an attack on America. Social media is saying, if you really don't like this country that much, find someplace else to live. Okay, we're getting back to that America, love it or leave it, mental state here. All righty, now, we were celebrating a little bit earlier over the fact that a court had handed down an injunction saying that the United States government cannot collude with social media to censor Americans. And as a result of this, there was a meeting between Meta and the State Department that was called off. And now the U.S. government has filed an emergency stay request insisting that they need to continue censoring American speech to prevent grave harm to the American people and our democratic processes. No, what they're concerned about is Americans are waking up to what's been going on in this country. And, you know, the U.S. government is afraid of tar and feathers. And they're literally saying we can't continue to function without being able to censor American speech. And obviously, you know, they're throwing out the First Amendment, which says you have a right to express your opinion on any subject at any time in any place. You don't need a special free speech zone. Remember when George Bush was trying to pull that off? And I mean, this is just a blatant declaration of dictatorship, saying, you know, we need to control what people are seeing, reading, and hearing, okay, if we're going to continue in business. Anyway. Now, there's an article over at the Daily Signal, and it's titled, "The Real Reason Republicans Love America More Than Democrats." And apparently there was a poll that showed on this last July 4th, 29% of Democrats say they're proud of the country, 33% of independents say they're proud of the country, 60% of Republicans say they're proud of the country. And in fact, Democratic love of country has always fallen far behind that of Republicans, even during the Obama era when it hit a temporary high of just over 50%. At that same time, Republicans said, 70% of Republicans said they were proud of their country. And, you know, today Americans are a lot less proud of their country. And the liberals typically try and explain it, saying it's America's inherent sinfulness. We're all a bunch of sinful sinners. There's nothing in the American founding worth conserving. On Independence Day, Representative Cori Bush tweeted out, "The Declaration of Independence was written by enslavers and didn't recognize black people as human," and so forth and so on. We took that one apart yesterday. But as it turns out, of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, only 11 of them owned slaves. So it's another failing of liberalism. They don't study history before they go on out and make these claims about what happened back then. So, anyway, Ron DeSantis is outpacing former President Trump in funding for the 2024 campaign. DeSantis raised $20 million in his first 6 weeks. Trump has raised $35 million, but it took him 3 months to do it. And additionally, a pro-DeSantis super PAC, Never Back Down, raised $130 million since it launched in last March. So Ron DeSantis is definitely a force to be reckoned with. All righty. Now, seven attorneys general, led by Indiana Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita, go Indiana, signed a letter to Target's top manager, the CEO, blasting the company for pushing LGBTQIA plus promotional products and gender identity on children, saying that Target may have actually violated child protection laws. And yes, I think that would be kind of interesting. And also at Target, they had earlier in the week announced they were not going to be selling Mark Levin's new book, Why the Democratic Party Hates America, which according to that polling article I was talking about seems to be true. And Target said, we're not going to sell Mark Levin's book, The Democratic Party Hates America. It might offend certain customers. This triggered a horrendous backlash. Target has done an about face and says, yes, the book is going to be set for sale there. Alrighty. Now let's talk about the cocaine in the White House. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer sent out a letter to Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the United States Secret Service, demanding a briefing on the Biden family cocaine scandal. And I understand the Secret Service is running DNA tests and fingerprints on the little bag of cocaine. And I predict they're going to come back and say, oh, this was Donald Trump's cocaine. So anyway, now the White House issued an odd response to a layup question on whether the cocaine could belong to members of the Biden family. He said simply, I don't have a response to that. Okay, and apparently there was an issue where Karine Jean-Pierre was saying that's ridiculous to suggest that the cocaine belonged to a member of the Biden family. Then she was asked, are you saying, absolutely declaring that it does not belong to the Biden family? And then Karine Jean-Pierre said, no, that's really an unreasonable question to ask. So it's a non-denial denial is what's going on here. So anyway, a former Secret Service agent that you know as Don Bongino has blown up all of the possible explanations for the cocaine in the White House, leaving only one possible explanation. And as previously reported, the Bidens were away from the White House starting Friday and did not return until Tuesday, the 4th of July. This does not rule out that a family member left the coke behind before leaving on Friday. Now, Hunter Biden did show up on Friday and accompanied the Biden family down to Camp David. And Dan Bongino is saying this is exactly what happened. Now, Bongino was in the U.S. Secret Service. He was on the Presidential Protective Detail from 2006 until 2011. So he knows how it all works inside. And, you know, there are multiple security checkpoints. Everybody is searched. The only people that can bypass those checkpoints and not be searched are family members of the president. So who is the first nose is the question being asked now. Now, speaking of Karine Jean-Pierre, somebody went back since she took the job. And by the way, these days she's got a look on her face like this job is just not worth it. And she's really good at evading questions. There's a study showing that she provided direct answers to just 2% of the questions she was asked about President Biden's classified documents and Hunter Biden's overseas business deals. Everything else was an evasion here. Now, Lauren Boebert is saying the House oversight investigating much more than the White House cocaine. It seems as though the list just never ends. Okay? But meanwhile, James Comer is not interested in letting any of the details of the cocaine get swept under the rug or lost in somebody's nostrils here. Now, over at Zero Hedge, they have an article, and I think probably a decade ago, it would have seemed outlandish, but today it seems to make perfect sense. It's titled, Are the Inmates Now Running the World? And he says, could it be that people suffering from some degree of mental illness are now heavily influencing or even directing cultural, political, and economic affairs? To put it more bluntly, are we being governed by lunatics? Well, it is known that sociopathic personalities do tend to seek positions of power and authority. And they're excellent liars because they feel absolutely no remorse for any of their actions. And, I would say probably I've said it before, the curse of political power is it attracts the very people who should not be allowed to have it. So, anyway, the author of this article stumbled across an essay that Carl Jung wrote back in 1957 titled The Plight of the Individual in Modern Society. And the opening of the essay is, everywhere in the West, there are subversive minorities who, sheltered by our humanitarianism and our sense of justice, hold the incendiary torches ready with nothing to stop the spread of their ideas except the critical reason of a single, fairly intelligent, mentally stable stratum of the population. One should not, however, overestimate the thickness of this stratum. It varies from country to country in accordance with national temperament. Also, it is regionally dependent on public education and is subject to the influence of acutely disturbing factors of a political and economic nature. So, definitely seems to be a valid observation of life in this country right now, where extremism is taking over. Alrighty, the Democrats are pushing a movement to lower the voting age to 16 so that these young, highly impressionable children can be brought into the electoral process and presumably be propagandized to vote Democratic. So they've got this campaign, Vote 16. It got a victory in Vermont, where the Democrat-controlled legislature last month overrode Republican Governor Phil Scott's veto of a measure to allow 16-year-olds to vote in municipal elections and hold the highest elected offices. Now, remember, scientists will tell you the human brain does not completely finish developing until your early 20s. So keep that in mind here. And apparently down in Texas, they're getting ready to do the same thing. No, I'm sorry, I misread that. It's strictly Vermont so far. All righty, you want to know what kind of people were in Antifa? Well, we know that some of their founders misappropriated a lot of the huge amount of money that was donated to them, and they bought real estate and so forth. But apparently, there was this Antifa activist over in Europe, and apparently it's connected to the German Antifa scene. It turned into a huge embarrassment. This Antifa activist actually committed suicide when the Hungarian police raided his house, okay? And the police found 70,000 graphic pedophilia recordings, including the torture and rape of small children. And, you know, the Europeans are absolutely, you know, shocked by this, as you should be. And the massive child porn stash on the Antifa activist hard drive came as a shocking twist in a case that spans the left-wing Antifa scenes of Hungary and Germany. So far, the name of the activist has not been released. But he was believed to have played a major role in attacking individuals thought to be far-right activists on the streets of Budapest with the help of German activists in February of this year. Okay. Now, little bit of information. Who's doing the shooting? Well, we've had this situation where the Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary, the Denver shooter identified as transgender, the Aberdeen shooter identified as transgender, the Nashville shooter identified as transgender, and the recent Philadelphia shooter identified as transgender. That is the actual data and the facts. But the spin is coming on out saying that no, even though this guy in Philadelphia photographed himself wearing a bra, he's not really transgender. This is being put out at the district attorney's office following a conversation with the LGBTQIA advisory committee. In other words, they're very concerned that all of these transgender shooters are giving transgenderism a bad reputation. You know, we want to go back to claiming that all these shootings are crazed white supremacist heterosexuals. And apparently the district attorney's office is actually saying that just simply posting the photos of Kim Brady Watson Carica dressed up as a woman is a form of violence. And no, it isn't. It's called journalism and reporting. Okay? But that's how desperate they are to try and disconnect here. We live in an age of just unbridled lying and disinformation. Okay, now Amber Olam is a digital press aide for the New York City Council, and she's in a little bit of hot water, because some tweets she sent in the middle of the George Floyd protests surfaced in which he urged Black Lives Matter protesters to throw more bottles at cops, torch more vans during the George Floyd protests. Not exactly a good thing to be doing here. All right, I want to talk about Sound of Freedom. If you have a chance to go see it, you need to. And I'm certainly looking forward to being able to see it as well here. And, of course, a lot of people are talking about the fact. In fact, this is helping Sound of Freedom, you know, get word of mouth advertising. They beat the woke Indiana Jones sequel at the box office, even without not having as many screens. And, it beat out the blockbuster film. And, the Indiana Jones film, you know, it just bombed. And apparently it's now surfaced there were some extreme woke moments that were removed from the Indiana Jones movie, but apparently not enough. It's received an underwhelming response. Apparently it took about 5 years to get this movie to the screens. Nobody wanted this movie made, and the studio that produced it allows crowdfunding of motion picture production. And so the big players didn't have anything to do with this, and now it's finally out in the theaters, and it's amazing here. And the liberal media is out there already attacking it, okay? They're calling it a paranoid movie, And they're trying to discredit its exposure of the global child sex trafficking industry, which raises an interesting question. Why would liberals want to protect a child sex trafficking industry? I mean, isn't everybody opposed to the sexual exploitation of children? You know, and then you look at the way they're attacking this movie and trying to discredit it. And then you look at all the sexualization of children going on in our schools, and there is an emerging pattern, I think, that we need to pay attention to. All righty, we got to take a break for some commercials now, and we'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the movie Sound of Freedom, which is about the fight against child trafficking, sexual exploitation. It is attracting a lot of attention. The theaters that are screening it are selling out. They're having to turn people away. And there's a lot of paying forward going on. People are actually donating money to provide free tickets to people. This film needs to get on out there. Anyway, over at Touchstone Connect, they have a review from somebody who saw it. And apparently the reviewer is Pensiamento Peligroso and was apparently highly impressed with the movie. And starts off by commenting that most people in Hollywood are self-promoters who feign some kind of sympathy for a cause to bolster their public image. Oh, yes, I'm concerned about clubbing baby seals and so forth and so on. Usually it's, you know, it's less than totally sincere. In a few cases, it's genuine, okay? In Cavizel's case, the sincerity is like a hammer blow. He is deadly serious about protecting children from sexual exploitation. So is the person that whose character he played, Tim Ballard, a DHS agent who basically quit his job to do what's right. He founded this organization, and you know, they've been very effective against child sex trafficking here. So the movie actually includes some actual footage of kidnappings and police action against the child sex traffickers. So it's sort of a dramatization, you know, documentary. And the critic is saying there is no overacting in this very highly professionally made film. The pacing is good. The cinematography is well executed. The scripting is thoroughly believable and flows seamlessly between the characters. The editing maintains good continuity, so you're never lost in the sequence of events. It sounds like it's a very well-made movie. Probably everybody working on it was inspired. We got to get this one right. And it says the story will tug at the strings of the hardest heart. It will immerse you in character study, dialogue, intrigue, and settings both foreign and domestic. It takes you behind the scenes without offending your eyes. That's got to be a careful balancing act. And it's very discreetly presented when you consider the depravity and the gravity of the subject matter. Now, the Internet Movie Database currently rates the movie at a 7.8, and we'll see whether that stays or not. My guess is there's going to be a lot of pressure to crush it on down, both at IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. And but it doesn't matter. The word is already out, and the fact that it beat Indiana Jones is, I think, going to sell a lot more tickets. All righty. Now, the basically, Tim Ballard and his Operation Underground, I need to back up here. The producer of the movie, and the star of Sound of Freedom, says that actually three-letter agencies are involved in the child sex trafficking problem. Okay? And, wow, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, we know the CIA was involved in heroin running back during Vietnam, cocaine running during Iran-Contra. Yeah, they've been involved in a lot of things, and it wouldn't surprise me. Anything that makes them money that is not reviewable by Congress, they're willing to do. So, anyway, now, apparently, the corporate media and tech companies are striking a deal on the use of fake news content to train the AI chatbots. And this is a continuation of a trend that we've already seen. If you play with ChatGPT, you can see it very clearly has a liberal bias. And now what they want to do is program these AI chatbots with fake news so that they will go on out and reinforce the fake news. So at this point, I'm not interested in learning AI anymore. And so they're going to say, yes, John F. Kennedy was killed by crazed lone nut assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, and that will be what the AI chatbot, if you want to be, you know, anthropomorphic about it, believes from then on, ignoring the fact that the House Select Committee on Assassinations determined there was a conspiracy here. So, anyway, let's see. All right, we got about another minute here. Now, getting on back to 9/11, and yes, I know it's old news. It is old news, but it's still ringing down the halls of time, as it were. And, you know, the Building 7 narrative was always being hushed up. In fact, in the U.S. government's official report on 9/11, they didn't even mention Building 11 because they couldn't explain how it wasn't hit with a plane and yet it came crashing down. Now, in the Nodet Brothers documentary on 9/11, the firefighters are saying they're told a third plane is coming toward New York. Now, that's probably the one that got shot down in Pennsylvania, I think it was. But they had to bring down Building 7 anyway because it was loaded with all the explosives and stuff. All right, another break for commercials, and I'll finish the story when we come back after these few minutes.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the 9/11 and the Building 7, which collapsed into its own footprint despite not being hit by an airplane. And, of course, the government's been struggling to explain that one ever since. And so basically, you know, the official story is it just fell, that a huge fire inside, and no, there wasn't. There were a couple of small office fires, but the fire suppression system and the fire doors would have dealt with it. Building 7 was built stronger than most buildings because it housed federal offices, so they always double up on the steel and concrete and fireproofing on those things. Now we're starting to see, more of the mainstream media start to say, you know, there really is something funny about that story. And apparently Tucker Carlson crossed the 9/11 Rubicon by asking what actually caused the free fall collapse of Building 7 that looked exactly like a controlled demolition, but which the authorities insist was the result of a structure fire, despite the odd fact that all of the foundation appears to have failed at exactly the same moment in time, which is a point I made back when 9/11 was happening here. Now, Kim Iverson, admittedly not as large a figure as Tucker Carlson, has followed in his footsteps, inviting under her show, pardon me, the executive director of the International Center for 9/11 Justice, Ted Walker, to make the case based on empirical observations about the many anomalies of the building's collapse into its own footprint at free fall speed, that Building 7 did not come down organically. It was indeed a controlled demolition. A fraud, a hoax, to trick us into endless war against, in the first case, Saddam Hussein, who Bush then later admitted had nothing to do with 9/11. So anyway, let's get into social media, because Mark Zuckerberg has launched a new social media. It's called Threads. It is a rival to Twitter. And Zuckerberg says his vision is to create an open and friendly public space for conversation for a billion plus people. And Twitter is already threatening to sue Zuckerberg and Meta for a look and feel violation here. And it turns out that Thread is already censoring people, okay? And it's harvesting data, and it is very clearly liberally biased, as is Mark Zuckerberg. And already people are saying it's ridiculous, okay? And, I actually got a solicitation, join Thread. And I said that, no, that's ridiculous. I've already been on one Zuckerberg platform, Facebook, which censored me and then completely shut down my accounts. And I am not going back. I'm sorry. I'm very happy at Twitter, despite the flood of bots trying to steer the discussions here. Now, over at YouTube, they got a weird double standard going on, because any video that misgenders somebody is immediately blocked. But they've got this video, and I'm going to try and get around this gently. The video is entitled, Removing Butt Hairs Using Nair Cream, a Visual Guide. And it stars a self-described gay sex educator, Kevin Leonardo, in which he is demonstrating how to use Nair in his nether regions to remove hair. And it's shown in glorious high definition to the viewers. And YouTube is saying, this is not a violation of our principles for him to be displaying fully his nether regions on YouTube. But misgendering, that'll get you kicked off. It's weird here. Okay, now getting on back to the House of Mouse. Disney is in serious financial distress. Its latest movie releases result in billions of dollars of losses, while its retail footprint continues to shrink. I remember, the Disney stores. We had one near us when we lived in Hawaii, and eventually it had to close and was replaced with a dollar store. Its streaming service is underperforming. That's because they hardly bring anything new to it. And its Florida amusement park is still having political battles with Ron DeSantis. The company's poor financial results are starting to worry Wall Street and sending the Disney shares into a free fall at a time when bankruptcies in the entertainment sector continue to rise. Experts say CEO Bob Iger has a huge problem on his hands, and They're in a lot of trouble over there. Now, they still continue to make bad decisions. Okay? The entertainment organization Movie Guide is waving the flag about a new campaign against an upcoming Disney Plus show that features a teenage girl's love affair with Satan. Disney has given the green light to start production on a new German original series titled Pauline. The series follows an 18-year-old girl who becomes pregnant after a one-night stand with the devils, kind of a remake of Rosemary's Baby. And, yeah, this is going to not be watched by, I think, the overwhelming majority of the American people. And Disney, you know, Disney, when I was growing up, was one of those companies you thought would be there forever. And, nope, guess not. Okay. Let's get into COVID here. Article out of Global Research. Dr. Dennis Rancourt's research has shown that the vaccination campaign in India caused the deaths of 3.7 million fragile residents. And in Western countries, we quantified the average all ages rate of death to be one death for every 2,000 injections to increase exponentially with age. We estimate that the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, have killed a total of 13 million people worldwide. So, pretty bad stuff here. Now, interestingly enough, back in October of 2020, in fact, on October 22nd of 2020, there was a PowerPoint presentation to the FDA's Product Advisory Committee regarding the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. And buried within the presentation, there was a slide about the possible side effects. That slide was accidentally shown for a fraction of a second, and it quickly went on to it. But that was caught by the camera that was videotaping the presentation, went all over the internet, and all of the side effects we're seeing today that they're acknowledging today were on that list, including death. So they knew back in 2020 that these vaccinations were going to be dangerous. What did we get from the government and corporate media? Oh, completely safe and effective. You know, forget about ivermectin, forget about hydroxychloroquine. You need that vaccine in your body right now. So another cover up here. It's just amazing. Alrighty. Now, a lot of people are wondering why malaria is suddenly back in the U.S. after a 20-year hiatus. Well, that's a misleading headline because we do get cases of malaria in the United States every single year from people who travel to other places where malaria is prevalent. They get infected. They come back home. What is new in the current case is the five cases in people that had not been outside the country, which means there's a local infection process underway in Florida and Texas. And, of course, this is completely coincidental, but Bill Gates and the World Health Organization have announced they will be flooding Africa with 18 million doses of malaria vaccines. Okay, isn't that going to be good? Alrighty, article that came on out of LeverNews.com about how dangerous it is to get sick in America. And it just says flat out, the U.S. healthcare system is cruel and dysfunctional. It is deeply corrupt. And, you know, they're saying it's an obfuscated, complicated healthcare system. And it's basically, it's privatized. It's a profit-driven industry, and it profits off of misery and illness and pain. And, yeah, it really is true. They want to push the more expensive tests, treatments, pharmaceuticals on you, and they want to bury the ones that are really inexpensive. I remember a story from years back. Remember Penthouse Magazine? Bob Guccione had a wife who was publishing a magazine about health, and I forget her name, but she came down with cancer. And rather than subject herself to the very painful and damaging radiation plus chemotherapy, she took an experimental drug that is actually used in Russia to treat cancer symptoms. It's not considered a cancer cure, but basically it makes the symptoms manageable. It's hydrazine sulfate, and yes, it's basically the same chemical that's used in rocket fuel. And it worked. She was doing really, really well. Then she had to go to the hospital for a totally unrelated medical issue and reportedly died on the operating table. So anyway, getting to the international news, the U.S. is providing cluster bombs as part of a new weapons package to Ukraine. This is part of an $800 million arms package. You know, hey, you know, not like they're spending their own money. And the news comes after Human Rights Watch issued a report saying Ukraine had killed its own citizens using the munitions. And that is a big problem with cluster bombs because, you know, as the name implies, inside the outer case of the weapon are these clusters of submunitions that scatter over large areas. It's basically like an aerial deployed mine, and they can remain unexploded for years after they're dropped. And some civilian, you know, comes along, they step on it, and they lose a leg or their life. And that's why most countries have banned them, okay? And it's called the Convention on Cluster Munitions. More than 100 nations have signed it, but the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia have not. So they're out there saying, well, you know, we never signed the convention. We're allowed to play with these things. Now, reacting to the negative response to this announcement, the Biden administration is saying they have to give Ukraine cluster bombs because Russia is going to be using them, and Ukraine needs to defend themselves. The only problem is, of course, cluster bombs are not defensive weapons. They are area denial weapons or anti-personnel weapons. They cannot be used defensively. Alrighty. Now, yesterday, I think it was, we had this story about back-channel talks taking place between former U.S. officials and Russian officials about creating some kind of an off-ramp to the Ukraine war. And I mentioned at the time was a violation of the Logan Act, but apparently Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that no such meeting ever took place. There are no such talks. So once again, we got to be very, very careful about what we're reporting on. Over in France, there was this Muslim immigrant being interviewed by a rebel news reporter, and the Muslim basically said the reason for the riots is it's payback for the colonization of France in Africa. And so it's reverse colonization, and the Muslim said, we will colonize them for life, until death, until the end of time. And so, yeah, and of course this rioting is still going on, not as intense. It's spilled into Switzerland. A lot of fires going on up there. And who knows where on else. I imagine that news about the riots are being suppressed right now. What's really interesting here is there is a lesson to be learned from the French riots. Okay? Now, France has very strict gun control. You're not allowed to carry a gun in public. You can have a gun for self-defense in your home, but the requirements are very, very stringent. You know, background check, various other things like that. Okay, so the ordinary French people don't really have a lot of guns. The Muslim rioters did. They had tons of weapons. They had fully automatic belt-fed machine guns. They had sniper rifles. Apparently, a lot of this stuff was being sold on the black market by Zelensky down in Ukraine. You paid for all that stuff. Okay? And it proves the old adage, when guns are outlawed, only the outlaws will have guns. And so the French law-abiding citizens stood by helplessly as their nation burned. I remember the same thing during the Rodney King riots. Okay, where, you know, we had a 2-week waiting period to buy a gun to protect our home from the rioters, and then the LA City Council banned the sale of ammunition outright in LA County. Didn't stop the rioters, they just broke into the gun stores and stole all the guns and ammunition they wanted. It's really terrible thinking here. So what did France's Macron do to deal with the riots? Well, he wanted to regulate and cut social media to prevent information about riots from spreading. Maybe might work. I'm not sure. And then he wants to add more electronic surveillance to the law-abiding Frenchmen or French people to just take advantage of the situations. Up in the Netherlands, in The Hague, they have declared a state of emergency to prevent farmers from driving their tractors into the city to protest the government's mandatory fertilizer reduction targets. Farmers are saying their rights and freedom are being trampled on by a totalitarian system of rule that we all know as democracy. Actually, it doesn't sound very democratic to me. It's getting ugly over there. The whole world is going crazy. Alrighty, CENTCOM is saying it conducted 37 operations against ISIS in Iraq and Syria in June. And the command said that all the operations were conducted with U.S. partners, the Kurdish-led SDF in Syria and the Baghdad-based government in Iraq. CENTCOM claims that 13 ISIS operatives were killed. And in Iraq, there were 30 operations where 12 alleged ISIS operatives were killed, 7 operations in Syria where 1 alleged ISIS operative was killed. Joe Biden is out there saying, Biden must go. He's on the campaign trail, and he spoke with some Syrian American activists who favor increased sanctions on the country as well as regime change. I remember when Hillary said Assad must go, and Hillary is gone, and Assad is still there. Maybe a portent for the future. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere we like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, rather. And interestingly enough, the Justice Department announced the filing of a forfeiture complaint against over 9,000 rifles, 284 machine guns, approximately 194 rocket launchers, over 70 anti-tank guided missiles, and over 700,000 rounds of ammunition that the U.S. Navy seized in transit from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to militant groups in Yemen. Okay, now what's going on is this. You know, the United States obviously wants to keep Yemen from obtaining new arms because the United States wants Yemen to get slapped down by its proxy, Saudi Arabia, who's getting cold feet on this whole thing. But, okay, absent a declared state of war against Iran, what the U.S. Navy actually did out there is commit an act of piracy. And this whole thing about a forfeiture measure is just papering over this this reality to make this seem like this is all legal and just and it's perfectly okay to do. And no, actually, it isn't. And yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Down in Israel, everybody is still taking a deep breath after the attack on the Jenin refugee camp. People are equating it already to some of the attacks on Gaza that were very, very intense. And, you know, Palestinians are now afraid that there is going to be an escalation on the part of Israel following this assault. And we heard Netanyahu say yesterday that, yes, this is going to continue. Now, as Israel smashed up Jenin, its British apologists are out there enabling this, saying, you know, yes, the scenes in Jenin are terrifying, but Israel has every right to protect itself. And, you know, that if you oppose Israel's actions, you're an anti-Semite. It's the little card they pull on out here. And, of course, the Biden administration is saying, oh, yes, this is perfectly okay for Israel to do. The U.S. Navy is wants to turn India into a hub for resupplying and maintenance of naval vessels in South Asia as part of its military buildup against China in the region. Now, the U.S. has no military bases in India, but has been working on increasing military ties with New Delhi in recent years. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently visited Washington and signed a slew of defense agreements with President Biden. Okay, getting on down. Let's see. The Israeli army shelled South Lebanon on Thursday morning after two rockets were launched from the area and exploded near the border fence with Israel. May have been a false flag. Nothing important was hit. And the incident is still being investigated. Okay. Russian frigates have arrived in China in a sign of closer cooperation. The ships arrived in Shanghai in the first port visit by the Russian fleet to China in 3 years. And, okay, there's the music. We've got to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And out in the Pacific, specifically at Guam, they are hosting the Air Force's biggest mobility exercise, out of concern that there's going to be a war in the Pacific, or certainly the defense contractors, the military-industrial complex. They certainly want wars in the Pacific. They want wars in the Atlantic. They want wars on the North Pole, wars on the South Pole. Here a war, there a war, everywhere a war, war, E-I-E-I-O. And so they're really pushing for it. So this is called Exercise Mobility Guardian. Air Mobility Command's premier training exercise kicked off this week, and it sees major international participation from various air forces. The Royal Air Force, they've sent the Airbus A400M Atlas, conducting its longest nonstop flight ever, traveling from the United Kingdom to Guam prior to the event. The exercise comes as the U.S. and its allies and partners look to challenge China in the Pacific. So who is actually being the aggressor out there? You know, all these ships are along Russia's coast and Russia's borders and China's coast and China's borders. It's really, it's obvious who wants this war to happen. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about Building 7. I'd like to say I've done my share of trying to keep that story alive. I even sent you a video, and I'm hoping at this point that you will go ahead and post it. Do you remember the video I'm talking about, showing the explosives going off on the other side of Building 7?
I remember the video, but it turned out that somebody had taken the existing video of the front and just flipped it left to right and tried to put it out saying it was a new video, and it wasn't. It was just somebody playing a hoax.
I don't know where you get that opinion, but I consider.
Well, I actually put it into a video editing system and flipped it back, and it was an exact match.
Well, so in other words, the explosions were inserted into the video?
No, I'm saying that the video that you sent me was a mirror image copy of the one that was already out there showing puffs of, you know, debris coming out the windows.
Well, there was a soundtrack also, which, of course, didn't correspond exactly with the explosions.
Well, that's to be expected because, you know, light is virtually instantaneous at that distance, but the sound's going to take a little time to catch up. The same reason that when you see a flash of lightning, it's some seconds afterwards that you hear the thunder.
Well, that's what I was going to point out, yes. Regardless, whether the video was flipped or not, it does show the explosion. Didn't I also bring up?
I think we just lost him. Yeah, we lost him. All right, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the international news and the military, we have been talking about this for a while. The U.S. military is failing to meet its recruitment goals by a wide margin. And, they're having to reduce their requirements yet again. They're trying to de-wokeify now because that's proving to be a tremendous turnoff. And the other problem they're facing is everybody knows the United States is getting ready to try and distract the American people from all the corruption and the economy and everything by getting into a major war. And the problem with enlisting in the military ahead of a major war is that you may spend the rest of your life there, so to speak. So I think we're probably heading to the point where they're going to go ahead and say, we've got to have a draft. We've got to defeat those evil Russians and those evil Chinese, you know, for mom, apple pie, and the flag, or whatever. And it's amazing here. Now, down in Guantanamo, down in Guantanamo, I'm sorry, I was temporarily distracted here. For the first time, the United States has allowed a United Nations independent investigator, Fianuala Niaolain, to visit, and she's talking to some of the prisoners down there who are known more by their serial numbers than their actual names. And every single one of them told this UN investigator, you came way too late. For many of these prisoners, this was the first outside person they had talked to in 20 years. And they were showing her the scars from the torture. And that's the reason they're never going to be released. They are an embarrassment to the United States government, which claims to not use torture, but clearly has. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind, young man? And big shout-out to that gorgeous guy, Blair, your other half. And have a fun weekend, you too, for that matter.
Thank you.
Before I forget. As far as I the header of the thing was for Thailand. However, in line of comment, Harry, that you had made about regarding the corona fiasco and so forth, at least I call it that, I'm wondering, has anything new been learned about the princess of the royal family in Thailand that was basically put into a coma because of having taken that shot jab to start with?
It's been a while. I thought she actually died. Last I heard.
Oh, can you say major lawsuit? On top of
the Thai royal family did file a lawsuit, but we're not going to see that reported in the corporate media. It might give other COVID shot victims uppity ideas.
Oh my gosh! You know, I feel for the families that are going through this this nightmare. That's an ongoing nightmare, for that matter. That family members are injured, or even better yet, murdered. For that matter, and I hate to say it that way, but that's the way the corporate conglomerate of the biotech industry view it, is that more bodies they can turn up, the better. It could actually make the Clintons blush, for that matter, but hey, I could be wrong about that too as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the aspect that they're making so much blood money, I'm just wondering when people are going to have enough of this. I mean, and yet you're going to still have more bioengineered nano crap engineered to shoot jab in the people later on down the road. I mean, it's never going to stop until the people actually put their foot down to it. Seriously.
I agree.
I mean, it's just totally completely absurd. I mean, they talk about transhumanism where they want to merge humans with machines. Well, guess what? How do we know this is not the initial step to doing that? And yet they're doing it to people either knowingly or unknowingly, but eventually it's going to become unknowingly to the person, and they will have no clue that they got jabbed with or injected into the food supply or water supply. So with that, I have a great...
Okay, well, before you go away, I did a search, And apparently, according to the fact-checked organizations, the Thai princess succumbed to a bacterial infection unrelated to the COVID-19 vaccination.
Right. Right.
Well,
sure.
You know, this is all coming from Western sources, and since I don't speak Thai, I can't visit their media. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I watched a movie last night on Netflix. It was really disturbing, called In the Shadow of the Moon.
Oh, and, yeah, I've seen that. I don't know why it's disturbing. I mean, you know, it was just the reminiscences of the crews who went on the Apollo projects.
No, this one was where they go back and basically kill all the white people that are sticking up for white people with the, they put two holes in their neck and it melts their brain, so their brains just fall out their eyeballs and their mouth.
Well, that's not a movie I would care to watch, but, you know, obviously, movies, titles get reused over and over again. The only Shadow of the Moon, that I'm aware of was a documentary, about, the Apollo crews, you know, who were, and the weird experience of, you know, being that far away from, planet Earth. So anyway,
Well,
yeah,
no, this was
I know there's a lot of anti-whiteness out there in the woke entertainment industry, and it is costing them huge amounts of money.
Yeah, maybe they just added the end, because this was In the Shadow of the Moon. So it's like a sci-fi thriller where this lady goes back in time, and like, it's like trying to kill all Trump supporters, like not just kill Trump, but like all the supporters too, before the evil, you know, Civil
well,
War,
didn't Netflix get in trouble with that other one, Cuties, about, you know, underage sexualization of girls or something?
Yeah, it's, you know, American media's been like this, you know, when you go back and watch, like, it's all this post-World War II narrative of evil race, you know, you can watch Little House on the Prairie, Twilight Zone. I guess it's been like this the whole time since they invented the TV, but it's definitely becoming more obvious now where it's just like, you know, even if you watch like the new Viking thing, like one of the Viking princesses is a black lady, you know, and it's like, why?
Yeah, that's a little out there. It's gotten a little extreme.
It's kind of stupid, but anyway, it's called In the Shadow of the Moon. It's pretty, it kind of shows you the agenda there, but anyway, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. I don't get Netflix anyway because of Cuties. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, good day to you. I just want to get a couple things off my chest. First off, to your call from North Carolina, Francis, I'd like to tell her that I wasn't hanging out with Hunter Biden. On 4th of July, I went with my cousin over to Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
I didn't get me a margarita, but I just want her to know I was hanging out at Jimmy Buffett's place over there in Hollywood, Florida, so I want her to know. Matter of fact, I think Frances might love it there. She would love Margaritaville. They have one in Orlando, too. So I think I may
they have one in Honolulu.
Yeah. I think Frances would love Margaritaville with Jimmy Buffett. She could play... you know, all those great songs that Jimmy Buffett sings, and Walking on Sponge Cake, and then, you know, how that, I can't sing right now, but I'm a pretty good singer, actually. But, Mike, what's on my mind? And first off, Mike, also, you brought up Hillary Clinton yesterday, the Clinton family, but you didn't go to the real issue of them. You were saying that they do a lot of nefarious stuff, but what you didn't say, Mike, is there's a lot of dead bodies around the Clintons.
Yes,
everywhere
there are.
There are a bunch of dead bodies.
Well, one of those dead bodies was Vincent Foster, and you know, my getting involved with that is what got me blacklisted out of Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't mention that yesterday when you mentioned about the Clintons, but you didn't bring out the fact that there are a lot of dead bodies hanging out around them.
Well, you know, it's only a two-hour show, and if I were to go into all of the Clinton crimes, you know, we would have been past midnight.
Yeah, I got you. I feel you. Right on, Mike. But here, Mike, I want to talk about what's going on with this guy, the guy that's indicting Trump right now, Smith.
Jack Smith.
What's this guy's name? this guy spent, Mike, it's already on the news all day today. He's close to spending $6 million for the indictments against Trump. What about Biden? And I think there's coke dealing going on in the White House, Mike. When they found coke in there, I bet if Trump was smart, he'd run ads that Joe Biden and his family are coke dealers.
Well, I don't know about being coke dealers, but I mean, you know, everybody knows that Hunter Biden has or had and possibly still has a drug problem. I mean, he had pictures of himself smoking a crack pipe on his laptop. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that. And, you know, I've seen a lot of addicted people when I worked in Hollywood. And, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on here and who the first nose actually is.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if Fetterman and Hunter are hooking up or something. Something weird going on. Really.
Well, there may be a lot of drug use in Washington, D.C. I mean, you know, they seem to feel they're above the law in so many other areas. And, you know, just like, you know, in Hollywood, there's a lot of cocaine floating around. There probably is in Washington, D.C. Just somebody slipped up at the White House and, you know, you do your drug abuse at home, in private. You don't take it to work with you. And, yes, the president lives at the White House. I don't think Hunter Biden actually lives there. He just visits. But somebody somewhere slipped up. And, you know, you can't tell me – well, Dan Bongino basically laid it out. There are cameras everywhere, okay? And the fact that they changed the location where they said the cocaine was found twice – if not three times, tells you they're trying to manufacture a story. And, of course, once you put out a lie, you don't change it or everybody knows you're lying. And so the cover-up is already blown on this one.
Well, you know, Mike, how it is. You tell a lie long enough, people will start to believe it. So you know how
that used to be true. I don't think it's that effective now because we're seeing a lot of repetition in the corporate media. And yet their viewership and their audience and their ad revenues continue to decline. People are definitely becoming a lot more skeptical. And part of the reason is people are aware of that trick of propagandists, of just endlessly repeating and just pounding it into your skull.
Right.
And, you know, the tricks that worked at the height of the Cold War, they're not as effective in the modern age.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen if they ought to make Joe Biden right now do a drug test? If he's doing coke, because if it was Donald Trump in the White House right now with his son Eric or Don, they would make Trump take all kinds of blood tests. They'd take blood out of Trump. They would see if he was doing the coke. So Trump was smart. He reversed the tide. Go tell the media that Joe Biden should take a drug test. See if he's got coke in his system. The big guy. The big guy's got drugs in him. And then Hunter. And then we'll see how the chickens come home to roost. Because if it was the reverse, it was Donald Trump and Eric Trump or Don Trump. You better believe they would media call for their heads. They'd call for their heads. So Trump should run ads that Joe Biden should need to take not only for his, well, he might be taking it for his brain, Mike. Maybe cocaine stimulates his brain because he's got like dementia. Maybe he's doing something for him. Who knows?
Well, there are other more effective medications for dementia than cocaine. And,
cocaine keeps you awake.
Lauren Boebert is out there saying the same thing that you are. They should drug test the entire White House right now, including Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the whole family, everybody.
Right.
Just
I
drug
agree.
Test them right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Listen, Mike, did you hear about this guy, Jack Smith's wife, how much money she spent for the DNC? How much money she donated to the Democratic Party? Right there, that DA should be kicked off that case.
Jack Smith has just been quoted as saying he wants to bring down hellfire on Donald Trump here.
Yeah, but his wife donated $15,000. Mike spent all over the news. I don't know if you talked about that today.
No, I didn't talk about it, but I'm not surprised about that.
Well, Comey's wife did the same thing. Comey's wife gave was a big party, a Democratic Party member.
Yeah,
Comey. So, I mean, these people are getting away with absolute murder, Mike. As far as their philosophy, allegiance to how they believe, and they'll go after the other party at full force. So the other party's going to have to do the same. You got to fight fire with fire.
All right. Well, listen, Tom. We're coming up on the commercial break, and before I let you go. I want to point out the hypocrisy of Joe Biden, who in his earlier political career came down hard on people using illegal drugs, including cocaine, and just said, got to throw them in jail, get them off the streets. And now, of course, we have this double standard again where, you know, it's just Hunter's dealing with it, and they're going to try and spin it to Joe Biden loves his son and really doesn't want to see anything bad to him. But at this point, the Bidens are a joke. The entire U.S. government has become a joke. Nobody's laughing because they still have nuclear weapons. Thank you for the phone call, Tom. We've got to take a break. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I just heard your comment about people not wanting to sign up for getting into the military. So for the coming war, perhaps in 2024, the deep state or whatever will give us back Donald Trump, And then, since he's so popular, he may be the one that leads us to war. I just wanted to know what you thought.
Well, Donald Trump has made it very, very clear that he thinks this war is a bad idea.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, while he did get suckered into dropping some cruise missiles on Syria, he did not initiate a war anywhere during his term in office, and that's something very few presidents can say.
Yeah, okay, well, let me try it again here from another angle. This indict Trump thing seems to me like WWE. They're out to get Trump, and the more they try to get Trump, the more people love Trump, you see. This is like out of a Barnum Bailey playbook. At least it could be argued.
It's the band in Boston effect is what's going on.
I guess so, yes. So I'm just putting it out there that, well, personally, of course, I wouldn't follow Biden, but then I didn't follow LBJ either. But if Kennedy had asked me to go over there to be it, probably would have done it, you see. There's an aspect to this. By the way, Jimmy Buffett apparently is worth $1 billion net.
Well, he wrote some really fun music, and then he invested his money very wisely.
Yeah, merchandising. Good.
Yep.
All right.
And the restaurant chain.
I hope Jim in New York calls in, because I like to listen to his, his observations. So, all right. Thanks again. Bye now.
All right, thank you. And again, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Let's talk about the economy for a while. There is an article over at UNS.com, and the headline is something that everybody's been saying for a long time. The Federal Reserve has been a disaster for America. And the author of the article starts out about, he's an economics PhD. He used to teach students. The Federal Reserve was created as a central bank to provide cash to banks experiencing run on deposits so that bank failures would not become general and collapse the money supply and thereby employment and output. It all sounds very reasonable, and until you realize that finance, least of all, is idealistic. The Federal Reserve was actually created in order to save the big New York banks from their greed-driven mistakes, and that is the Federal Reserve's principal activity. Somebody makes a goof, just create more money out of thin air. In recent decades, the Fed has gone beyond merely saving the big banks from their mistakes to helping the big ones concentrate more banking into their hands. The Fed causes banking crises and then provides funds for the big banks to absorb the troubled regional banks. The Fed's current policy of raising interest rates after a decade of negative interest rates has the entire banking system insolvent. This resulted in runs on the banks, which the Fed did not save by expanding reserves, instead permitting failure and acquisition. Obviously, what I'd been trained to teach was false. Yeah, well, that does happen a lot. All righty. Now, the World Economic Forum was basically out there. They had the annual meeting of the new champions in communist China. And Tolani, a gentleman... senior professor of trade policy at Cornell University, Eswar Prasad, gave a chilling insight into the rationale behind the globalist elite's interest in pushing a cashless society, because digital cash can be used to block citizens from buying less desirable items. Okay? And this is the ultimate dictatorship. You're only allowed to buy what the government will allow you to buy. And only if you're behaving yourself and not saying things the government doesn't like. Talk about a dystopian nightmare. Well, give me my jelly donut or give me death, say I. All righty, 512-248-8252. Now, Spain is investing in an Africa-Europe rail link. It's a really ambitious project. What they want to do, it's in the research phase right now. Actually, they started doing this back in the 1980s, and they paused it in 2009 because of the global financial crash. But now there's renewed interest this year, and what they're looking to do is, how the Channel Tunnel runs from France to Great Britain? They want to do exactly the same thing running between Spain and Morocco. And Morocco's very forward-thinking. They've got a high-speed rail line, which started in 2018, connects Tangier with Rabat and Casablanca. And so basically, they're looking, it sounds like it's going to be a really good project, and they're just moving ahead on that. Meanwhile, we're not doing all that well on the high-speed rails. In fact, we're not doing all that well in the regular rail system, as the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, can tell you. All righty. Now, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states have made a landslide decision to conduct their transactions in their indigenous national currencies, basically dropping the U.S. dollar. They're not going to go through the dollar anymore. The de-dollarization is continuing around the world. I don't know how the U.S. can stop it. It's not like they, oh, my goodness, I got to take a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic okay. Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And they're talking about a new global globe. Well, what they're really talking about is the fact that the center of economic power is moving away from Wall Street and London, London, the financial district, and it's spreading out over the globe, and this is history in the making. Apparently, Iran has now been made a permanent member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And so, yeah, it's a dynamic shift that's going on out there. And again, I don't think there's a darn thing the United States can do to push back against this. You know, unless they really think they can conquer the whole world and say, you will use our global electronic currency here. All righty. Now, U.S. job growth slowed in the month of June. There were 209,000 non-farm jobs created last month versus a forecast of 225,000 new jobs for the month. May payrolls were revised lower. And the big news, though, which is not really making the news, 90% of the U.S. jobs created in June were to foreign-born workers, including illegal immigrants. And, of course, wage gains did not keep up with Joe Biden's inflation once again. So, you know, people are really in trouble. And one way that we know that they are in trouble is that web searches for pawn shop near me, or map searches, rather, for pawn shop near me, are trending upwards. It's spiked to a record high at the start of July. And it's an ominous sign that consumers are pawning items or selling things that were possibly bought during the COVID boom to raise quick money amid the worst inflation storm in a generation. Okay. And the middle class are really feeling the pressure. And there is what's called a persistent angst over the economy, and it's definitely going to work against Joe Biden if he, in fact, actually runs in 2024. In fact, I think it's going to work against any Democrat who runs in 2024. Now, last week, Joe Biden told a crowd in Chicago that Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. But as Bloomberg notes, Biden has a middle-class problem. Among the 100 million Americans with annual incomes between $45,000 and $180,000 and wealth between $100,000 and $1 million, polling commissioned by Bloomberg News shows persistent angst about the future. Everybody is worried. And we're seeing it in a lot of areas. People are they're not spending as much money. They're trying to hold on to it. Online ordering is down. Bud Light sales are definitely down. And so, yeah, the signs are not good going into an election year. Now, what Joe Biden can do is have the Federal Reserve just flood the country with money so that everything looks good for a little while. But, of course, once the election is over, we all have to pay for that generosity all over again. All right, getting on back to OceanGate, people were kind of surprised that OceanGate appeared to still be selling seats on future tours to the Titanic, even though their Titan submersible imploded and killed everybody on board, which, you know, that was the only one that they had. Well, the company basically announced yesterday that they're suspending all exploration and commercial operations. They posted the message to their website yesterday. And, basically legal experts are saying that because of the waivers that were signed by the people who were on board the vessel, the families do not have a right to sue. That, I think, needs to be addressed. And it's a terrible tragedy. And it was sloppy engineering. Things were done on the cheap that should not be done on cheap when you're dealing with that kind of stress on the structure. Hiring college interns to do the electrical system, and let's to their credit, it wasn't the electrical system that failed. All right, now Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced legislation to stop illegal immigrants from being allowed to vote in D.C. local elections. Okay, now the District of Columbia's Council's Local Residents Voting Rights Amendment Act of 2022 would allow illegal immigrants and legal non-citizens to vote in local elections. It was passed by the D.C. City Council and sent to Congress for approval in January. Now, voting is, you know, a privilege conveyed on citizenship, and that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene is upset here. Anyway, her legislation is called the American Confidence in Elections District of Columbia Voter Identification Act. And she said only American citizens should be voting in American elections. Yes, that's spelled out in the Constitution. And that's why she's introducing that legislation. Okay, getting into the world of ClimateGate, and they're trying to booga-booga us, you know, with global warming. They're bringing that one back as the distraction du jour. Apparently, Greta Thunberg got arrested for disobeying police. She was leading a protest blocking oil tankers from entering a port. And I don't know why she keeps on going, because Greta's been proven wrong about the end of the world more times than the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I'm really tired of hearing her about her anyway. All right. This is a little bit more serious. In May, LinkedIn suspended the account of Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy after he posted several climate-related campaign messages. So big tech is ramping up censorship of the climate solutions debate. And it's going to get very intense. It's just another way of trying to sell us products we don't really need and don't really want, and to exert more control over our lives. I mean, look at the liberal Democrats. You know, they're insisting that if we pay them a little bit of tax, they're going to, you know, clean up the environment. They can't even clean up the streets of their cities. I mean, that's how ridiculous all of this is. So big tech election interference for 2024 has already begun. Okay? And they're doing it to a lot of people. They basically, YouTube attached a context note to a June 5th interview of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in which he discussed his views about climate change with Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson. YouTube's context note included a definition of climate change from the United Nations, which is not a scientific organization, I might add, and linked to a page on the UN website. The video has now been taken down, and you get a community guidelines warning. If you make a video on YouTube saying that, you know, the global warming is not real, you'll be taken down. But if you make a video about how to remove your butt hairs with Nair, you know, you're going to be fine. They're going to leave you alone. Strange world. Okay, little bit of real-world information coming on in. It turns out that plug-in hybrid electric vehicles actually produce 5 times more greenhouse gases than claimed by the manufacturers. There is a report by the Climate Change Committee. This is an independent public body in the United Kingdom. And they found that plug-in hybrid electric vehicles produce up to 5 times more greenhouse gases than expected. Now, of course, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles combine a traditional combustion engine with a battery and electric motors. And apparently, they said that achieving net zero targets is worryingly slow. And they keep pushing these technologies like windmills that are killing birds and, you know, explode. And, you know, when they freeze, they don't work. When you get snow on the solar panels, they don't work. And so everybody's screaming, we got to get away from fossil fuels, but they have yet to come up with a practical economic replacement. You know, that's some, you know, it's our job to tell you what's wrong and what to do, and it's somebody else's job to actually make it work. Now, apparently out in California, they have passed a number of bills to keep Pride marching at least to the end of summer. And I don't know about you, but I'm really kind of sick of all of this stuff. Now, I don't have a problem with gay people or transgenders or whatever, you know, but having it just rubbed in your face by Target and Anheuser-Busch and Walmart, it just got really kind of wearing after a while. And it's had its day. It's had its 15 minutes of fame. Let it pass into the twilight here. All righty. Now, there is a new medical controversy out there. CDC has come under fire for publishing guidance on its official website that provides advice for trans and non-binary individuals on how to chest feed their infants. okay? The guidance offers information for individuals who've undergone gender reassignment surgeries or are taking hormones to grow breasts on how to feed their newborn children. However, doctors are criticizing the guidance not only because it appears to guide biological men on chest feeding, but also because the CDC has failed to address the potential risks associated with consuming milk produced by chemicals used in gender reassignment medical procedures. What is this going to do to the babies? You know, and it's all driven by politics and, oh, I want to pretend I'm a chest feeding woman, and if it turns my little baby into something strange, well, you know, that's just things happen to happen. All right, now, a little bit of a problem up there with Starlink. There's a lot of them up there, and it's getting very crowded up in that orbit, and apparently in the last 6 months, they've had to make, the satellites have had to make 25,000 collision avoidance maneuvers. And that is just huge. And, you know, eventually they're going to run out of fuel. So this is a problem. This is something that should possibly have been talked about a little bit or thought about a little bit more. All righty. Pardon me. Open lines, 512-248-8252. All righty. Basically, earlier this week, there were two solar storms, coronal mass ejections. They were big ones, certainly much bigger fireworks display than we had on July 4th. And basically, they are expecting the wave of particles from those storms to basically hit today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. So we'll see what's going to happen. Meanwhile, over in Iceland, they have had about 5,000 earthquakes on the Reykjanes Peninsula in Iceland. They're expecting that there's going to be an eruption there. Mike in our control room just texted me. They have a Pride March scheduled for August in Austin, Texas. A little was fine. It's just overblown. It is really overblown. Anyway, 512-248-8252. And Virgin Galactic had a success. They had their first commercial mission taking paying passengers up into space. They did a little fist bump inside the spacecraft when they were weightless. Italian researcher Walter Villadi and the company astronaut instructor Colin Bennett did a fist bump, took a picture of it to share the moment. And this was the first purchased mission instead of just a test flight. It was a 90-minute mission, took off from Spaceport America in New Mexico. Now, this is a little weird here. Apparently, left-wing group PETA, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is using the artificial intelligence ChatGPT to rewrite the Bible. And their aims are to eliminate animal cruelty and sell veganism to younger generations. Okay? Now, pure veganism comes with some health hazards here. And if vegetables were all you really needed, why do they keep trying to turn them into something that looks and tastes and smells like meat? Okay? They're kind of giving away their real desires there. So, basically, they want to have a rewrite of the book of Genesis that incorporates vegan teachings in the creation story of Adam and Eve. I mean, that's really going to be kind of weird. Okay, and let's see. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. And, Paul, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, yesterday in our local newspaper here in Michigan, there was a big article, front page, of how these cannabis companies, the processor growers, and the retailers are going belly up bankrupt. In fact, in my county, the largest processor grower has already gone belly up bankrupt. And here's why. Just 2 months ago in May, an ounce of cannabis was $220 an ounce. It's down to $90 an ounce now. and what the regulatory agency here has done, because it's recreational medical cannabis is legal here in Michigan, they've allowed these retailers to get a line of credit from the growers as large as $30,000 each. And the regulatory agency has allowed these retailers to get that line of credit from as many as 20 to 30 growers. So what's happening is the retailers aren't paying any cash, and the growers are extending all this credit, and nobody's paying down this mountain of debt. And the retailers and growers are finding out that now that the novelty of cannabis has worn off, so to speak, from the legal aspect, they can't compete with these street dealers who are still selling cannabis for $10 a bag, you know, a dime bag.
Yeah, so, I know that's been a problem for all these legal cannabis stores across America. Is they're still having to compete with the street dealers. I mean, the same thing with liquor stores versus the moonshiners. And
exactly.
It all comes down to the same thing. The legal cannabis stores, the legal liquor stores are paying taxes to the government. The moonshiners and the street dealers are not.
Exactly. Well, recently, somebody filed a lawsuit in court, and the court finally approved that you cannot renew your license, or you cannot get a license if you're in debt. So you've got to be debt-free to renew your license, and you got to be debt-free to obtain a license. And they're hoping that that will improve the situation of all this mounting debt, putting everybody out of business. What do you think?
Well, it almost sounds like this is a deliberate effort by somebody to shut down the legal cannabis industry, regardless of what the voters wanted.
It could go in that direction, that's for sure. But
otherwise, it's just really bad management by the regulatory agency.
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. And the liberals are the ones...
Yeah, the stores and the farmers were set up to fail with this arrangement.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. If nobody's paying cash, who's going to get paid?
Yeah.
The growers can't pay their debts, and the retailers can't pay the growers back their line of credit. So when the ounce is $220 an ounce or $90 an ounce, you can't compete with the street. The street will put you out of business every time. So that's all I had, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. We're going to skip the final break. We're going to go to Graybeard in Washington State. Hello, Graybeard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Good to hear you. Missed you for a couple of weeks there. Hope everything went okay.
Yeah, I had some things I had to take care of.
Yeah, well, I wanted to just say that people have forgotten that they're part of nature. You know, with the situational, if you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it, right?
Yes.
They have the perfect example of what not to do, just looking at nature. Every time you see an invasive species enter an ecosystem, what happens?
Well, the displaced animals either surrender, or plants either surrender the environment, or they try and fight back. I mean, that's,
yeah.
You know, there is no such thing as a balance of nature. It's always a give and take. Look at that kudzu. Which is, displacing indigenous plant species all over the South.
Yep. And the pythons in Florida, and
yep.
Now they're all the way over to Louisiana and possibly beyond that. You know, if people would look at that for a second and think, okay, in Australia, the cane toad, boom. You look at the illegal immigrants, and it's just the same act going over and over. The last time the humans were an invasive species, Europeans, by far, I think, the most successful invasive species known. you know, second only to the Norwegian rat.
And that's one way of looking at it. But, you know, nations are not natural environments. They are artificial constructs. And, again, the reason we have that artificial construct is to optimize the environment for the indigenous humans to that area. And that would be the U.S. citizens. And that's why, you know, there are supposed to be laws saying we're not just going to allow an invasive species across our border.
Yeah. Now, if we can take that common sense and say, and apply it to the animal kingdom, I mean, society is just another mirror, if you will, of nature. We have different societies with different ideals, different ways of living, and all of a sudden they're mashed together, and, you know, when America was founded, it worked because people were coming here to escape oppression in other areas and for a better lot in life. Now, you know, we've got a the only place in the world that could come up with a Hawaiian Canadian bacon and chorizo pizza, for crying out loud.
Okay, you kind of lost me on that one. And
okay,
any event, we're getting close to the end of the show, and we've got one more caller I want to get to. So thank you for the pizza phone call, and we're going to go to Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Cocaine in the White House. It's insane. They found cocaine. No.
Well,
so
now
anyway,
we have to call it the White House.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I mean, Obama had hot dogs for $75,000 and stuff like that. And then, of course, and then they had stories of the Bushes trafficking children out of the White House. And, of course, probably the Obamas were as well with their $75,000 hot dogs. That's pedo criminal activity right there. Cocaine is not the worst of that we ever learned coming from these people. But the fact that the Secret Service announced it on open waves and release those tapes or the announcement should have
well,
everybody's attention.
Well, it didn't quite go down that way. You know, the Secret Service, you know, there was a dispatch call made, and it was intercepted by somebody with a scanner. And that's that is, as I understand it, the source of the story actually getting on out.
Yeah. I mean, as you guys noted, they're changing the location. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you either know it's the library or you don't know it's the library. If you don't know what the library looks like, perhaps you're in the wrong position.
Well, I know where it's located on the ground floor of the White House. You know, if you go in the main entrance, you turn shallow right and go to the opposite corner of the building.
Okay, a couple days ago, I tried to get into this depleted uranium thing. Remember a couple years ago, 2017, 2018, Cody Snodgrass was on the circuit doing the talking? Snodgrass told us when they shut off the depleted uranium, once it exploded, it created its own new molecule. That's the biggest deal about the depleted uranium, not to mention it spreads over all over everything. Now, all those areas and where they were using in the Middle East is all contaminated with that depleted uranium. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and it can
it's
be carried
everything.
On the wind. And if you breathe that in, I mean, that's it. You know, you are contaminated for life.
Right, and then because it creates that new molecule, you're not protected. There's nothing that protects you, not even the gear they were using that, you know, for their air to filter their air, the military. It wouldn't be able to filter the depleted uranium once it exploded because it was so tiny it would get through the best of the best of the military. Air filtration.
It was absolutely vaporized,
system.
Yes.
So this is very dangerous stuff, not to mention...
Yes, it is.
Put that depleted uranium, which is what they're trying to contaminate the whole area, and then these cluster bombs. I mean, Princess Diana was on the right track, trying to get
yes,
rid of
she was.
Outlaw all the landmines and stuff that decades after World War II, decades after coast, all these other places they put landmines all over the world. They're still...
Okay, Robert, I hate to cut you off, but the music is now playing, and we are at the end of the program, so thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gatti is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a nice, safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Yes, we must take America back. Welcome, everyone, to the National Intelligence Report here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We welcome you here on the last day of June in the year of 2023. And tonight we're going to jump into a pretty heady subject. So I hope you got your intellect ready to